This is VOA News. We are reporting to you. Protesters have gathered in Myanmar's biggest city despite the ruling junta's threat to use lethal force if people join a general strike opposing the military's takeover. Thousands gathered at several places in Yangon. A group that gathered near the U.S. Embassy departed after the arrival of a large number of riot police. Factories, workplaces, and shops were shuttered across the country in response to the call for a nationwide strike. The closings extended to the capital. A junta statement Sunday on state TV said the protesters were inciting people to a confrontation path where they will suffer the loss of life. Speaking via a pre-recorded message to a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says Britain is putting some Myanmar coup leaders on a sanctions list and calls for the restoration of democracy in the Southeast Asian nation.
The UK is sanctioning individuals for serious human rights violations that took place during the coup. The military must step aside. Civilian leaders must be released. And the democratic wishes of the people of Myanmar must be respected.
Three protesters have been fatally shot. The Italian ambassador to Congo, an Italian Carabinieri police officer, and their Congolese driver were killed Monday in an attack on a UN convoy in Congo. Ambassador Luca Antanasio, Carabinieri officer Vittorio Iacovacci, and their driver were killed. The ambush happened in an area that is home to a myriad rebel group, according to foreign ministry and local officials. The convoy was traveling from Goma to visit a World Food Program school feeding project. This is VOA News.